Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banky and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, September 4th, 2007, serves to wrap up training camp, takes a look at the roster moves made this past weekend, and previews this weekend's opening game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for finding us. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
So you don't want to come in, you know, crawling your way out. We did that last year. That's not fun. I mean, we persevered, but this time we don't want to start off slow. We're going to try to start off fast and try to get a win and establish a home field advantage at Lambeau Field.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to the fourth installment of Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today we're going to wrap up the preseason, look over our 2007 Packer squad, and of course, preview the opening game against the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. I just love saying Green Bay. You know,
I love being there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corey Banky has returned from the motherland.
I bought $100 worth of cheese.
You got cheese curds, didn't you?
I did.
Love me some cheese curds.
I got two bags of cheese curds, a bag of garlic cheese curds.
Those of you listening.
5-year-old cheddar, 2-year-old cheddar.
Those of you listening in Wisconsin, you don't understand just how amazing cheese curds are when you don't live in Wisconsin.
Mozzarella whips.
It's unbelievable. My wife, who's from England, I took her to a Packer game. She couldn't believe that something like cheese curds existed. Like, she can't. When I told her that you had gotten some cheese curds, she said I had to bring one home for her.
Well, oh, you'll get some.
That's what I'm talking.
And
what
I got some salmon.
About.
You can take some salmon home too. I got.
I don't need no salmon.
I got 11 salmon. Monday, I got four. Monday, my Uncle Roger took me out. We had 4 salmon and my grandpa, and then Wednesday we had 7 salmon.
Wow.
3-4-year-old salmon.
I haven't been fishing since I was like
31-inch fish.
6 years old, something like that.
Yeah, they're big.
Of course, I went fishing in the Fox River when nothing would be there to be for me to catch. My grandpa just wanted to take me fishing because it was fun. But, you know, you went to the motherland.
I saw the game in Sturgeon Bay.
In Sturgeon Bay?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, Sturgeon Bay.
It was nice.
Bay.
I looked at the podcast. I looked at the blog and the blog was updated. I was very
happy. You know, I'm working over here. You're on vacation in the homeland, and I'm working, man. I'm slaving away here.
Yeah,
sure
my cousin, he was.
Is always
my cousin Jason was lamenting the fact that we don't have a Mont Green anymore.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
It made me re-examine it, which we'll talk about later. My cousin Ryan, the first words out of his mouth after he said hello, of course, he was like, "We didn't keep 3 quarterbacks." Someone's
listening.
Is listening.
Very nice.
Someone.
My cousin
Ryan Mickey is listening to this podcast.
Ryan.
And that was 16 minutes in.
Ryan, I just want to personally say thank you. Thank you for pointing out that I was right and Corey was wrong. Thank you very much. Oh, that's great.
Well,
that's,
you know, my family, if they're listening to this podcast, they love the fact when I'm wrong. They love nothing more.
Very nice. Well, so they're like your friends in New York. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm glad it's universal.
That's good. That's good.
Well, not only are they listening, but apparently some of them are voting because, ladies and gentlemen, we had a record number of people vote.
We had
100%.
100%.
13 people, ladies and gentlemen. We've gone from 3 to, I believe, 4.
Yeah, but I voted
up to 13.
I voted 3 times, though.
Yeah, but that's still true. You do that. But however, that's still 10. That's still double digits.
Yeah. And considering I voted twice when we had 6, that's 4
that's
to 10.
There you go.
There you go. That's like 100.
You see what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a phenomenon.
Well, we have a
Packer
new poll.
Transplants.
We have a new poll on Cheesehead TV.
Take a look. Cheeseheadtv.com. What do you think the Green Bay Packers record will be in 2007? Undefeated? I doubt it.
Better than 10-6.
Better than 10-6.
Better than 8-8 and
8-8. Something like that.
Less than 8-8 and less than 4
we'll
games.
We'll win 3 games
or
we suck. Yeah. And we don't know. You know, we don't know. What do you think? Do you have any predictions?
Undefeated.
Now that we've got the roster down, we've got, you know, the moves are made, we've traded for
running back that nobody has heard of? I mean, what do you think? Anything?
I hope that we can get in the playoffs. So what? Nine.
Well, everybody does, but you know, no, do you think
nine
we
and
will?
7 will probably get us in the playoffs. So 9-7
in the NFC, I could see that. I could
in
see
the
that.
NFC
I think
North.
9 wins, I think, is a good. Is
I'll
a
be.
Good...
Hey, we'll get in the playoffs if we beat everybody in the North.
Yeah, well, we
that would
we
be nice.
Won every game but one against the North last year.
And if we would
Chicago
have won
that
other
that
one, we would have won.
You know?
We would have taken it.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I think I'm my head says 9 wins. My heart says 12. That's what I'm saying. The head prediction is 9. The heart prediction is 12. That's where I'm. And let me tell you, the heart prediction has us winning this Sunday because I don't see us winning this Sunday. But that's just me right now.
It's just Tuesday I'm going to be really happy. It's going to be one of the first times when I'm going to be happy that we're playing the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, this year you mean? Oh yeah, no,
yeah, because Philadelphia.
Right. And then
New York
Giants.
Giants, which
I'm really hoping to get to still.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll
then
see.
The San Diego.
Oh, that's just death. We're gonna get killed that game. Come on. You know we're going to get killed. Yeah, that's just.
Unless Favre has like one of the best games of his
even
career.
Then, I mean, I like our defense, but.
I don't know. I still always think we
it's
can
LT.
Win.
It's LT.
I always think
we
can
win. I do
win,
too.
Though.
It's not that I always think we're going to win. I always really. Like my heart, like it leaps with joy every Sunday morning, thinking, "Okay, I know we have no chance, but what if all the breaks go our way?
Yeah, it's
It'll be great, you know.
The
and
refs
then,
are on our side,
and then it doesn't happen, and I'm crying, and it's just not a pretty scene. But so no, I, you know, Minnesota would be great. I would love to go to it. Did you hear they're in danger of their, you know, a number of blackouts for the first time?
That's
in a long
awesome
time because they haven't sold enough seats. Packer tickets are available. The game against the Packers is not sold out.
I want to go.
We should. Road trip.
I'm going
Packer
to.
Packer podcast road
trip. I'm going to the Carolina game. I might have to call. I'm going to have to do a show from
you.
The Carolina game.
I hate you. I hate you.
I'm going to be sitting on the 50, baby.
I hate you. Anyway, what do you think, people? Go vote. You know, what do you think of the Packers? What do you think of their season? What do you think of the roster? We had to cut down to 53 this past weekend. I got to say, I was very surprised by some moves, as usual. Like last year, you know, he only went with 50. And then he went and got 3 players later.
At least we didn't keep two kickers.
No, we did not keep 2 kickers, as some in the Green Bay media had suggested.
Wow. And I love how the audio from Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson were both like, why would I want to do that?
No, they only kept Crosby. They tried to trade Rayner by all reports and no takers. And
so pointless.
I know. Whatever. It's they're really good. Did you see them kick? They're really good. Yeah. And there's 10 guys on the street who are really good.
Exactly.
There's only 32 teams. They only need 32 kickers.
Yeah.
My Lord, trying to trade a kicker. You spent a 6-round pick on the kicker. You knew you were going to keep Crosby. I don't know what that whole game was about. But you know what did surprise me about the rosters? 2 tight ends.
Yeah.
Only 2 tight ends.
Yeah.
Last year we had 4.
Although Bubba Franks
this
got more, he got more play than he has
in
all the preseason.
Well, you know, part of that was because they didn't play Donald Lee for 2 games, you know, so it's, but it is the tight end position.
A lot of those plays look designed for Bubba, though.
No, they did.
It looked like his signature plays.
It was
plays.
Like Favre going, I am throwing to
exactly.
Bubba. Exactly. You know? But it was good. He looked great. I mean, he had 20 yards of pop in that one game. I mean, if that's the new improved Bubba, I will take it every Sunday.
Well,
Thank you very much.
Let's listen to Bubba talking about that.
I went back to my old ways. You know, and last year it was a new offense. I was learning a new system. Things happen. You know, now I got the system down, so we're going to have fun with it.
You have fun with it, Bubba.
Bubba.
I love me some Bubba. He looks like he's having fun.
Yeah.
Catching a couple
he's
balls
He's catching
a
the
game,
ball a lot.
Dragging guys. I love it. I love it. You know what I don't love? You know what I don't love?
What's that?
Our backfield. Holy cow. I was looking at the roster.
Brandon Jackson, Vernon Morency, Deshaun Wynn, Ryan Grant, Noah Heron, Corey Hall.
Yowza.
A converted linebacker.
Who was a linebacker last year. Now our opening day fullback. We've gone from William Henderson, Brandon Myrie, to a converted linebacker starting against the Eagles. Against the Eagles.
And we just picked up somebody.
And some guy off
waivers. Yeah. Sorry. And we picked up a tight end, too.
Sorry, some guy off waivers.
Yeah.
Tight end
we're sorry,
Kuhn.
But we were talking about training camp, and
you
weren't part of it.
You are some guy. You are some guy. So for now, until you do something. Yeah, no, it's disconcerting.
Yeah,
I will say that.
Yeah,
it's,
I don't get. I think Ted Thompson dropped the ball big time this season.
Yeah, he did at this position.
He had to have a running back in mind.
Well,
because you don't let Amon Green go for $6.5 million when you have over $11 million to spend on the cap unless you have an idea of somebody you're going to put in that position.
Well, we had more than 11 when Amon Green was still in play.
Right.
You know, I mean, at the beginning of the offseason, we had something 23, 30 million almost.
Well, yeah, when I looked in March, we had, it was 13 mil according to Ask the Commish, March 2nd.
No, that was
2nd.
In August.
Yeah. We had 21.7 million March 2nd.
That was it.
August 12th, that's Vox Tough, we're over 11 million, according to PackersChatters.com. Amon signed a deal, 4 years, 23 million, 6.5
guaranteed. 6.5
guaranteed.
That's
He's 30 years old. Jerome Bettis was 34 when he played in Super Bowl 40, February 5th, 2006. He was 34. He had a great season.
He did have a great season that year. He did.
He's 34.
He was great. And,
and Amon Green's 30.
I hear you.
And Amon Green. I thought it was a good business decision when he did it, because it's like, okay, the philosophy of not overpaying, blah, 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 having that money to sign extended players, I get all that.
However,
but looking at it right now, there's a huge hole in our backfield.
Yeah. Well, there's a huge hole in the roster. That's an important position.
A huge hole in a really important spot. You got to have your job as a GM is to have a bona fide player there. And I think he seriously dropped it. He must have had somebody.
That's the thing. Like, I totally understand letting Amon Green go. I hate it. But I understand it. What I do not understand, what I cannot fathom, is was there no plan?
Yeah.
For a veteran,
but
or
that's
for
the thing. One plus one don't equal two. If one
thing.
And are in one aren't one, it don't
if,
equal it.
If you let Amon Green go, fine, okay. But then you've got to know that if you're going to go into free agency and not get anybody, that's fine. If you're not going to trade for anybody, that's fine. But then when April rolls around and the draft is there, you have got to get either Peterson or Lynch. You got to make that happen. You got to trade up, and you got to get them.
Yeah,
and that's it. That is it. After you exhausted all those other possibilities, if it's come down
because
to that,
because it's your job to fill that hole,
there, you've got to pull the trigger on that. You've got to do it, and that's what I mean. And then even after that, Thompson said, "Well, this isn't the opening day roster. You know, you've got lots of time between then and now. Lots of stuff is going to happen." So when he said that, I thought, okay, so he's got some backyard deal with somebody, like some. I don't know. Like,
but
he talked to a GM who said, oh, so-and-so was probably going to get cut, or maybe, I don't know.
He
maybe
doesn't,
he thought
though.
Of Ricky Williams was going to still
maybe
be available.
Maybe it's all part of a conspiracy to get rid of Brett Favre. Maybe he just wants
Aaron
Rodgers to
finally
take over.
That has been brought up, and a lot of people think that, and I can't say I disagree.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but you got to believe that.
I think, no.
Even if Amon Green played third downs, okay, let's say he only played third downs,
right.
Okay? I think most people would, if you ask them, is Brett Favre's health worth $6.5 million. I think a lot of people would say,
I would agree.
It's not like they can spend the money anywhere else. They have that money.
They
get to keep it, but they don't get to spend it next year.
No, but they have it for this year. And traditionally, Thompson has gone
but
and extended.
Usually,
guys.
He
like
has 7
Al
million
Harris.
Or 8 million, not over 12
no, he's
million.
No, he's had 10. He's had pretty much 10 every year at some point early in the season. And he's extended guys like Al Harris and he signed Woodson and Pickett, and he extended Campman and Jenkins. I mean, he's not spending this on bumps.
No, I don't think he's doing bad.
He's spending the money wisely.
You can't.
It's just,
you got to keep all the balls in the air. And
I agree. But you can't deny what he's doing is building his dream defense. And that's why I always say this: Bob Sanders is in the worst position this year, because if this defense does not shut people down, and I mean shut them
it
down,
it should be in the top five.
If it's not a top 10 defense, Bob Sanders should be fired. And that's not an enviable position, because he has all the tools and all the talent and every resource that Ted Thompson
has. Yeah, he only has one missing link. Atari Bigby going to be
there? Bigby is the new unknown X factor. What is going to happen there? But that's it. Exactly. And so if Sanders doesn't deliver, not only should he be fired, then if the team has a poor, worse than 8-8 season, then Thompson should be fired, because he's on a 5-year contract. And if you don't win this year, third year in, you've gone from 4-12 to 8-8. You've got to win the season. You've got to make the playoffs.
You
got to
make the
and
playoffs.
If you don't, unless something drastic has happened, I don't know, Brett Favre is abducted by aliens. Unless something like that happens, then you should be fired. You should be held accountable for not providing the team with enough talent to score points, because you got to score points to win games.
Well, let's just listen to. I want you to listen to McCarthy's audio about running backs by committee.
The running back
and how
situation.
They had a plan, but
I know I thought
wait,
that was
wait,
interesting.
Wait, wait.
All right,
I'm going to use these next couple of days to answer those questions, just because, frankly, our running back questions are medical, in my view. We have a plan.
They all fit into the plan as far as their ability. It's clearly a medical issue, and we will use them in combination. We talked about the committee from day one. It's now time to put the committee into play, and their health will answer how much.
Oh, he sounds desperate there at the end, doesn't he? He sounds like,
so basically
their health will tell
there
us how
was
much.
A plan, but now they're all in the hospital. And so we'll see.
We've redrawn the plan? Oh, gosh. You know, yeah, it's scary.
I like McCarthy.
I do like McCarthy. I blogged about it today. I like him a lot. And you know what? What makes it even sweeter is the fact that Thompson's number one guy on his list was Brad Childress. And Brad Childress snubbed him and wouldn't even come to Green Bay for an interview.
He wanted to be a Purple People
Eater.
And
he went to the Vikings. Oh, thank God. Thank the heavens. Thank the cosmos. Whatever you believe in, that Brad Childress did not become our coach. Because this guy is such a buffoon. I don't know if you've read about this.
No,
this latest,
I read your blog, but I read the article.
With Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, of all people. For those of you listening, I'll sum it up as fast as I can. This past weekend, all the teams are putting in for, you know, they're cutting their rosters down to 53. They're trying to stash guys on the practice squad. Every team does this. Belichick calls Childress and says, look, there's this tight end we're letting go. We'd really appreciate it. We know you're looking at him. We'd really appreciate it if you'd let him go let him go through waivers. We want to stash him in our practice squad. And we know there's a linebacker you're letting go that we are interested in. And I'll tell you what, we won't claim your linebacker if you don't claim our tight end. And Childress, like, basically got all, like, huffy and puffy and told Belichick where to stick it and just, I guess, hung up on him or whatever. And then he blabbed about it to the media, to the Minneapolis media. Like, the media who he's been horrible to his whole time with Minnesota, and now he's, like, acting like a tough guy. Like, I told him. And now Belichick came out today. I linked to it on the blog saying, yeah, that's what we do. We talk.
That's something we do all the time.
Every coach does this. Yeah. We all do this throughout the league, you know? So Childress is trying to make it out as this, like, oh, I was really, really tough with Belichick, but it's like,
well, if you can't beat him on the field, you can try to beat him in the offseason.
Good Lord. Good Lord, Childress. But I do like McCarthy. And just because, he seems really humble. He seems like a hard worker, and I know all coaches are hard workers.
Well, I don't care about all that. What I care about is adjustments at halftime.
And I think he's done that. Yep. I think he's done well in that department.
And
overall,
mixing it up depending on what the other team is doing.
Absolutely. I think he could do more with that.
Yeah.
I think he could do more on that end. But I like most of his game plan.
I mean, I like zone. I like the zone. We're going to have to be a true West Coast team this year.
We're
going
to
have
to
go
to set up the run. We're going to have to run. Yep. We're going to have to throw for 4 yards. You know, our 4 yard
ding
pass,
and dunk.
Our 4 yard
ding
pass is going to be as good as a 4 yard
ding
run.
And dunk.
I mean, it's going to have to be. It's going to. It absolutely.
It really
is.
Have
to be. Brett Favre is
James Jones
it.
3 yards. Donald Driver 6 yards. Greg Jennings 8 yards.
Oh, here comes
Corey Hall
Brandon Jackson
1 yard.
For -2 yards.
Oh, Brendan Jensen run nothing.
But you know what? That's the thing. Running game. We'll see about McCarthy was asked about it the other day, and he came up with a whole lot of technical stuff. Like, well, we've run inside lead, but we haven't run outside lead zone, and all this stuff, and blah blah blah. And
it's
like,
hard to run when you don't have a running back.
Well, they've basically run 3-4. Plays this whole running plays out of different formations, but the whole preseason, And last year they started doing some of the pulling, stuff that you saw under Sherman.
I want U71.
They did some of the power stuff, So
not,
it'll
not
be interesting.
U71.
It'll be no, they didn't. But it'll be interesting to see
Jumbo.
You know what the greatest
Jumbo.
The greatest
That's
sound
the greatest.
In 2003 was the greatest sound, no matter what stadium you were in. Number 71 is reporting eligible.
I was at Carolina game, and the fans got used to it. But I was at the Carolina game and we beat them, and they were like, "Who's that Kevin Berry guy?" All the fans, they knew, what we were going to do.
Every time
we still did it, and we still got the first down.
I remember the 2004 Minnesota game. Chris Collinsworth was talking to Favre, and how he said, we come out in U71, we come out in this package, and the whole defense is going, sweep right, and Favre is thinking, there is no way on earth we are going to gain a yard. And
Jumbo.
Amon goes for like 15 yards.
That's what happens when you put Jumbo in there.
Get the power running game. So we'll see the running game on Sunday against the Eagles. I am scared to death of this game. I have been since it was released. I think if we would drawn them later in the season.
The biggest blitzing defense
in the league. And we have Brandon Jackson and Vernon Morency to pick up the blitz.
I think that if Favre gets injured by a blitz, Ted Thompson should be fired.
We'll see. I think a lot of Packerdom will agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be watching. I hope you all out there will be watching, of course. And we're all really excited for the start of the season. Keep checking CheeseheadTV.com. We got constant updates. Download the podcast. Tell your friends. Thanks for joining us. Corey, any parting words?
Let's go. Go Pack.
Let's go. Go Pack.